We're going to call this meeting to order, please. Join me in the pledge of the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
As per requirement of Public Law 1975, Chapter 231, notice is hereby given that this is a regular meeting of the Borough Council and Board of Adjustment, and all requirements have been met. Notice has been transmitted to the Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times. Notice has been posted on public bulletin board.
Roll call, please.
Ms. Ryan?
Present.
Mr. Fox?
Here.
Mr. Anthony is absent. Mr. Gallagher?
Here.
Mr. Britton?
Here.
Mr. Knox?
Here.
Mr. Braswell?
Here.
Mr. Kutash?
Think so.
Mr. Cervantes is absent.
Okay, first we have an application review and a set hearing date. Zoning board application 2011-1. Company, how do we, is the applicant here?
No, they're not present.
Oh, they're not here. Okay, because I'm not sure about the pronunciation of their name, but it's Plot 28, Lot 16, 21 Prospect Street.
I believe it's Compagni.
Compagni?
Compagni.
Okay.
Compagni.
Yeah. All right, well, we got that sorted out.
Okay.
So they have a garage.
Looks like they want to look underneath.
I think it already is, isn't it? They want to move it. I just looked at this when we got here today, but that's what it looks like to me. It's already existing, and they want to lower it and move it out to the front of the street.
A bit closer to the street?
Right, and they don't have the proper frontage, and that's what they're asking for. Relief on the frontage.
So they're asking that, I guess, then.
So they're moving the front of the house because of the garage closer to the front yard line. And they'll make the new driveway and garage lower.
Yes.
Okay, and we have open date
September
1st.
Bring photos of the property and the neighbor. Sue joining us, so we'll see what it looks like. Other than that, I can't think of much else.
Yeah, it looks fairly straightforward.
This needs to be noticed.
Yeah, that's nice. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, they have to notice people.
Yep. Carolyn takes care of that. All right, so we need a motion to put them on the calendar for September 1st. All right, thank you. Second.
Mr. Kutash, seconded by?
Me.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Ms. Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Fox?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr. Britton?
Yes.
Mr. Knox?
Yes.
Mr. Kutash?
Yes.
Mr. Braswell?
Yes.
Okay. And that'll be on for next month?
September 1st.
Thank you.
Next, we need a resolution authorizing professional engineering services for the second half of the year.
Correct. It's a standard every 6 months.
Yes, it's a standard. Is this the duplicate of the first 6 months?
Yes.
So moved.
This is all the engineering?
This is for engineering.
Offered by Mr. Gallagher.
I'll second.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Kutash. Roll call.
Ms. Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Fox?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr. Britton?
Yes.
Mr. Knox?
Yes.
Mr. Kutash?
Yes.
Mr. Braswell?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. And then same thing for professional legal services for the second half of the year.
I'll make it.
And this is the same as the first 6 months?
Mm-hmm. And I'll second that.
Yeah, Offered by Mr. Kutash, seconded by Ms. Ryan?
Yes.
All right, roll call.
Ms. Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Fox?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr. Britton?
Yes.
Mr. Knox?
Yes.
Mr. Kutash?
Yes.
Mr. Braswell?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. All right, moving right along. We have unfinished hearing, zoning board case 2010-2 Metro PCS. Block 108, lot 2.01.
Maybe I should just give a little for the record. We have to put some things on the record about the people who didn't, who weren't here but did listen to the tapes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
I just get the right sheet in front of me. This case was heard 3 evenings, September 2, 2010, March 3, and May 5, 2011. All of these members have listened to the tapes and signed the appropriate affidavit. Carolyn has it in the file. Mr. Britton on the May 5 date, Mr. Fox on the September 2 and May 5 dates, Mr. Anthony on the March 3 and May 5 dates, although he's not here this evening. Mr. Knox on the September 2 date, and Mr. Kutash on the September 2 and May 5 dates. As a result of that, there are 8 members eligible to vote, 7 of whom are here. So that's that part of it, by the way. and the
board, so who's
everyone sitting here is eligible to vote.
Okay.
And so 7,
do,
right?
Do,
2,
so
3,
every,
4, 6, 7. Right?
So we have 7 voters.
Yes.
Okay.
And Mr. Anthony, had he been here, would have been eligible as well.
Okay.
So Mr. Cervantes finished the circle, was the only member not eligible to vote. He's not here anymore.
Right.
And just so you know, we had all those affidavits prior to this evening, and Mr. Fox signed his this evening for the other 2 dates. So we have all the ones I've indicated. Right? And we received a brief from Mr. Beck prior to the last meeting, or prior to 2 meetings ago, I guess. And the board's had that now for whatever, 1.5, 2 months, whatever it was. And I also wrote a letter on June 2, which the board has the benefit of. A couple things I want to indicate before the discussion begins. The hearing's been closed, just for the record, as of the last time we're here on this, which was the May meeting. And that has to do with, I don't know if anybody has it in front of me, but I had like 12 items before I got to the bulk variance things to think about in discussing this. And there's a few alterations to that, numbers 4 and 6. Number 4 was talking about whether the site's particularly suited for this property. That's a test in cases where properties or property owners want to develop them for a use that's not permitted in the zone. In this particular case, the use is permitted in the zone, although it's conditionally permitted. The fact that the conditions aren't met by the applicant makes it a use variance application, but the particularly suited part doesn't apply because the enhanced standard of proof under Medici is not applicable to conditional uses. And the on a similar vein, number 6 on the alternate sites, since our ordinance permits this use in this zone, but if you meet the conditions, it's not required that the applicant prove alternate sites are available. In this case, of course, we heard quite a bit of testimony on that, and so the board's aware of the issues, and I guess there were fact issues, or credibility issues the board had to deal with as to who said what to whom when, and whether what was going on at any particular point in time. But, and the board will make their own evaluations as to that testimony that they heard. Everything else, I think, is put before the board by the testimony, brief, and operations. I don't know if there's anything else I could add unless the board has a comment or question. So I think it would be appropriate for the board to now discuss the case and then at some point entertain a motion for final action.
Okay, for our deliberation or comments from ourselves, I don't want the extension to the tower to go at the what we refer to as the Stewart's location. I think it would have been better on East Point. However, I think the applicant did their job and proved that they can't go on East Point. Not for any technical reason, but I think because there's some breakdown in communication at East Point and they just can't get their act together. And I think that's unfortunate. It's unfortunate to Highlands. I think it's unfortunate to East Point. But I don't see how I can say no to the applicant because they did everything they're supposed to do and they proved pretty much that they did more than their best effort to talk to East Point. I'm really, really disappointed that that couldn't have gotten worked out. I don't want it, that tower any higher at Stewart's. It should have gone on East Point. But I don't think that's the applicant's fault. So I would have to begrudgingly vote yes to the applicant.
I have to agree with you 100%.
I just don't know what, I mean, they did a fine job. It's not what I want. I would have liked to have voted no, but I just don't see how we can do that. But anyway, that's my personal take on it.
So well, maybe I can help.
I would love to find a way to do it, but I just don't know how we can do it.
Are you gonna vote?
Go ahead, Tara. Okay.
All right. Yes, sir.
You want me to vote first? Okay.
Okay.
After listening and going over this extensively, I am not inclined to vote yes on this proposal. I am not convinced that the applicant has pursued adequately enough to see if it can indeed be put on East Point. Our board had to subpoena someone to come talk about that. And I think that was just ridiculous that we had to do that. And the woman sat here in front of us and told us that, yes, she wanted to have it. It broke down after that, I admit. It then never came back. Something happened. I don't believe that the site that is being discussed here tonight is the only site in town that should be considered. This is not going to bring any income to Highlands, putting it where it is. I don't think that it is a wonderful thing to bring to Highlands. It is going to impact the view line, both coming over the bridge north, towards the north, and coming down from Atlantic Highlands. It's going to be extremely visible. It is not attractive. We all agree on that. And if there was some way that Highlands would get something out of this, I would possibly be considering it on a different level. But right now, listening, seeing what has happened, and also the breakdown of communications between the applicant and East Point, I am not convinced that it can't go there, and I would like to see them try again.
Well, I agree with you, and it most certainly can go on East Point, but you need East Point's cooperation.
I understand.
And whatever's going on at East Point, they did not make sure the lines of communication were open. The president said they want to do it, they want to move forward with it, but
it didn't go further.
Because every time the applicant tried to get in touch with them, something happened.
You don't really know that for sure, Mr. Chairman.
That's a possibility.
Okay, and some reasons that I don't know what happened, quite frankly.
Right, and I don't either.
We subpoenaed the president, the president was here.
Let me say this.
After we brought the president here, and the president became aware that that the applicant wants to go there, they made that clear. She made it clear that she wants it to go there, and the members of her board probably wanted to go there. after they found out that there was something going on keeping it from moving forward, then the ball was in her court to make it happen. And nothing ever happened after that. Okay? We didn't hear back from them. The applicant didn't hear back from them. I think, no, I'm not sure if you tried getting in touch with them once again after she was here at our hearing, but.
Here's why I have a problem with that, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Is that we found that at the last hearing date that the applicant had already started paying rent on this property.
That's not our issue. That's not our problem.
It's not their issue, but for me, it raises a question as to where the breakdown occurred. I just don't know what happened. I found the. I was not completely convinced by the person that Metro PCS brought here to testify about the breakdown in communication. The president of East Point was here and couldn't address, had already left and wasn't available to question the veracity of that. But we heard on the very first hearing date that East Point was the superior location. And when they testified then that East Point says they're not interested.
That's correct. Okay. And I believe that was an incorrect testimony from the applicant, but I don't think
but
that
it
was.
But it was the testimony. And then we heard later, well, we were interested. We heard much later, I don't know if it was in April or May, that we heard that immediately after the September meeting, they went back to East Point. And then there was a series of breakdowns in communications. And we've had another meeting or two in between there where they testified that East Point wasn't interested. But it was at the very, when we found out that they already started paying rent almost for a year now on the property that they're applying for, it raises a question on my side, what's the source of the breakdown? Maybe Metro PCS already has enough of an incentive not to go to East Point, or maybe, you know, maybe they're just tough with them. Or if this place was not available at all, how would they pursue getting into a superior, what their own experts testified was a superior location? The other possibility is that, East Point might not be the only location. There was also testimony that they addressed, went over to American Water for the to put a tower on the water tank, and they said, well, they weren't interested.
Wait, which tank, water tank is that?
I forget which one they...
There's one behind CVS, and then there's another one in, higher up on the hill.
I think the testimony was about the one higher up on the hill. Although I'm not sure about that, but the testimony was that would be a better location, but the water utility said they're not interested. Mm-hmm. Well, given the conflicting testimony that we heard from East Point and the applicant, do we really know that they exhausted all other possibilities? So that the relationship with and the whole weirdness around East Point and the applicant is a big question mark for me, and I'm not satisfied, like you were satisfied, that the breakdown is at East Point. It might be elsewhere. I'm not satisfied that that's the case. And they did testify that there was a superior, superior site. They did not testify about other potential sites.
Right.
And for whatever reason they failed with East Point, whether they had an incentive to fail or whether East Point really just didn't get back to them. But, you know.
Apparently East Point doesn't want it bad enough to come here and explain to us that they want it. They said they wanted it, except they didn't act like they wanted it. I would love to say no, so they'll go put it on East Point. but I just can't.
Yeah, but there, there might be other places to put it too. We just don't know.
Well, I'm pretty sure East Point is the best place here for a mile or two around.
Well,
that's why it's full of cell towers on top.
Well, here,
no
that
other
may be
place.
The case, but we don't know.
I don't know. I feel comfortable thinking that East Point is a good spot for cell towers.
Yeah, that's a good. It's demonstrated that's a good spot. Is it the only spot? We don't know. Water tower could be a spot. Fallujah Field could be a spot.
No, Fallujah Field would not be a good spot.
I'm sure
of that. The water tower may be, except the owner of the water tower says that they don't care. They're not interested.
We don't know if that's true.
I think we've had testimony. I'm not. I guess I shouldn't say that. But we've had the other cell tower applicants do the same due diligence on their location, and they've all come up with the same results.
Well, I wasn't here for those other ones.
I've been here for all of them, including the one at Stewart's.
And I believe you voted no.
No, I
didn't.
Well, the board did.
Right.
I didn't.
Okay,
I voted yes.
Just things may have changed over the time that we just don't know. We can't rely on that previous testimony, and I don't think you should from other applications. We consider this one. There's a credibility question in the testimony in the case that we're hearing between East Point and the applicant. I don't know the source of it all. I see that they've already started paying rent and disclosed that kind of accidentally, I think, at the very last hearing date. It raises a question for me as to who's got the motivation to really sabotage the East Point deal. And I think it's a reasonable question. And it's not the only reason I'm voting no. You know, referring to Greg's letter and to Mr. Beck's brief, if I can go in order, looking at what Greg set out for us, his first question, has the applicant proven that a radio frequency, that it has a radio frequency need for this installation? I think they've proven that they have a radio frequency need for this area. Whether or not for this installation, I don't know.
I don't follow.
This installation refers to this application. They've proved that they've got a gap in their coverage.
Yes.
Between Atlantic Highlands and Seabright and Rumson on the other side.
I don't think this is going to cover Rumson.
I didn't say it was going to cover Rumson. I said that they've proven that there's a gap in their coverage.
Yes.
Is there, or they've testified to it, is there a proposed height? The minimum height, I assume it is. Is the existing tower structurally sufficient to accommodate the extension? I believe it is. Is the site particularly suited for the proposed use? Again, we don't know. It does fill some of their gap, there is still significant portions of Highlands in particular, which I'm most concerned about, that does not have cell coverage now and will not have cell coverage if we grant this application.
Yeah. With East Point, that would get covered.
With East Point, it would.
Yeah.
Well, we assume that it would, but we don't know that for sure.
Well, we can determine that from the signal coverage that we get from other carriers that are already on East Point.
Well, we'd have to hear testimony on that. It's a different frequency, and you might be right.
It's a different No, I don't think the frequency.
This frequency is different than the frequencies that...
I understand the cell towers work on line of sight.
Okay.
It won't go behind a hill, it won't go behind trees. And that's why it won't work if it's at the Stewart's location, but will work if it's on East Point.
Okay, that makes my argument stronger.
I agree, but the problem that we're having is that we're not getting any reaction out of East Point.
I'm not having that problem. Were alternative sites available? Again, we just don't know. There's sufficient weirdness in that whole relationship. between the applicant, East Point, and given the only testimony that I've heard about other locations came only from the applicant, and given that I find that testimony less than credible based on their own conflicting testimony, I don't know. And because I don't know, I'm not going to vote for this application. Can the applicant be granted, can the application, number seven, be granted without such substantial detriment to the voting ordinance and zone plan? I don't think it can. I think the negative criteria, I think, is significant. If I had been here for the existing tower, and I don't know who our attorney was who litigated at the time, but the tower that's there, and the condition would be exacerbated if we granted this application, it's got a significantly impacts the view of over 75 homes in Highlands Neck,
mm-hmm.
people who live on that side of East Point.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. That's a significant detriment. West Windsor, that the tower in West Windsor was not viewable by 75 homes. And that could be 150 or 225 residents, depending on how many people live in those homes. You know, and the same with Fairlawn. You know, you can see that from 75 homes.
No. The 75 homes you're talking about are from East Point?
Pardon? Yeah, 75 homes are from East Point. Just that one side of East Point.
I agree with you, and I think they're going to feel, they're going to be sorry, but
I don't care how they feel.
I don't think that they put enough interest into it, because
for whatever reason, that's not our problem either. You know, they have a lousy management company. I don't know.
I think you're probably right.
Okay, I still say that this is a significant detriment. Like Tara mentioned, it's a gateway both sides to our town.
I agree.
And this is welcome to Highlands, Stealth Tower, capital of the East Coast, instead of the highest point on the East Coast, home of the Twin Towers. And people come here for their views. People come to visit us for the views.
I agree.
This is a significant detriment to the view, and I disagree with Mr. Masters' conclusions as outlined by Mr. Beck in his brief on page 13 and page 12. On question, let's skip to question 9. Are the deviations acceptable? Again, I just said I don't think they are. Have the positive criteria been met? I'd be more satisfied that the positive criteria would be met if there was better coverage for Highlands residents. Mm-hmm. I'm not interested in putting a huge eyesore in our town to accommodate people who are driving through on 1 mile of highway. I'm just not interested in doing it. I'm not going to do it. The visual impact is substantial. The improvement in service for the people who live in this town is not significant. It's lacking significantly. Okay, then, both Mr. Baxter and Mr. Beck raised the question, has the board satisfied that the proposal for this conditional use and all the conditions are met are appropriate, continues to be appropriate for the site at all? I'm not satisfied with this site as a cell tower at all, even with what they're now. I'm not. I don't know that there's anything that we can do about it. We're probably stuck with it. But I'm not satisfied. And I would have liked to have been in the courthouse when this was litigated.
What happened then, the board voted no.
Actually, the board voted yes, 4-3. get sufficient vote.
For the use.
4-3 for the use.
For the use. Okay, they didn't.
Were you here, Greg?
Yes. So I did take the position of 3.
During that litigation, was there testimony on the court cases that have been mentioned here?
The ones that were old enough. There's been, you know.
West Windsor, Fairlawn, Clifton, I think. You know, was there any expert testimony about how, during the litigation, about how the demographics and the topographics were different there than Highlands? And how many
here in the cases?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because somebody argued there that XYZ case makes us do it. Did anybody make a counter argument and say, no, the facts of that case don't line up in this case?
Of course, that is one significant difference in the two cases, and that is it was a non-permitted use at that time. It's a conditional use.
Because we got stuck with it by the court.
No. The court didn't require an ordinance change.
Yeah.
But the courts had told us that we had to allow the use because.
Yeah, well, I'm not. You know,
because of the testimony, based on that case.
The only thing that it came back to us, and the only thing that we could do were site plan.
But I wasn't on the board then, and I don't know if anybody on the board participated in that litigation. It may, and given that it was 4-3, maybe it wasn't litigated that aggressively. I think it should have been litigated aggressively.
I would say that.
Right?
I would say actually.
I mean, I didn't say anything. I said I don't know. I don't know if there was real consideration of how Fairlawn. The Fairlawn site difference from the Highland site. Mm-hmm. If there wasn't, there should have been. Same with West Windsor.
It wasn't the same impact.
Exactly.
Appeal to the community.
This doesn't even consider, what's going to, what is the future use of that park, park next door to East Point. We just don't know. But we know right now we've got 75 homes that are going to be impacted by this. And we know that Welcome to Highlands, Here's Your Eyesore, mm-hmm. is going to be impacted by this. And
those are all the reasons that was argued against the original tower.
And we know that we don't know what's going on with the alternative site. And we don't know, we've heard testimony about other alternative sites, American Water in particular. We don't know if they American Water really said no or not.
All right. So who should be in charge of finding out from American Water if they are actually interested or not? Do we as a board call them up?
No, we don't.
I've got reason to question
the testimony now based on conflicts in the applicant's testimony. The applicant testified that East Point's not interested.
I agree.
Okay, then we found out that East Point was interested. Mm-hmm. Then we heard a whole litany of, they didn't return this call, they didn't return that call, they didn't return this email, mm-hmm. they didn't return that email. That might be true, we don't know. We only heard it from the applicant. Unfortunately, East Point's representative had left and couldn't address those questions. And her answer might have been, I don't know. But you're saying, the water tower is not good, or Carusian Field's not good, or this, I don't know that. I haven't heard those cases, and I haven't seen those applications. Tara makes a point. What is this town getting out of it? I don't know if we got to consider money, but
no. Yeah, Greg, can you try to clear something? You need to clear something up for us, Greg.
Okay.
In terms of cell towers, and I believe the FCC, when the FCC says to a cellular company that you have to provide coverage, and the cell company goes out and tries to do it, they're obligated by the federal law that they don't have a choice. They can't choose not to cover an area when the FCC says they have to cover the area.
That's the part. They basically meet the positive criteria by getting the FCC license.
Correct. Okay. And that's what happened with the original tower at Stewart's.
But we could argue that the positive criteria is not in that basis.
No, we can't. I don't think we can. Well, no, the FCC says it doesn't matter.
SEC says there's a need, but they're not fulfilling the need.
At our expense.
They're not fulfilling the need sufficiently. They're fulfilling a need along Route 36, but they're not fulfilling a need in downtown Highlands, and they're not fulfilling a need in Southeast Highlands.
I agree with you, but if you could say, if you want to go that route, you said we don't need them at all because we got sufficient coverage from several other carriers.
I don't know if that's true.
I got great coverage all around town.
But Tara doesn't.
We gotta be respectful
this
to
is
the
not
about
me
to the
personally, Ken. This is what I'm thinking. My job sitting here on this board is about what is best for Highlands. And in my opinion, this is not a good thing for Highlands, for the trade-off. What we get is not enough for what the applicant
Can you clarify that if we use that as a criteria for not allowing this to go forward,
how that works out? I'm not entirely sure how broad Tara's comment is. If you're talking about get in the sense of assessments or something like that, that certainly can't be.
So we're not talking monetary, talking aesthetic.
Aesthetics is an issue.
Right. Aesthetics is a very big issue with me.
And coverage is an issue with me.
Well, my answer to if you don't like the coverage, then you just pick a carrier that does have the coverage. And there are several.
That's not our issue, Ken.
Okay, then we should get caught.
The visual impact is significant, and it's not mitigated by an increase in the service area, use of the service coverage. And to say, then people can go get somebody else. Well,
that doesn't make sense.
Well,
that's not what we're discussing.
They testified that there's a superior location at East Point. They said East Point wasn't interested. Then East Point testified that they were interested. Then they said, East Point's being non-responsive. The conflicts all come from the applicant's testimony. And then East Point didn't refute that because they weren't here. But the credibility gap comes from the applicant's testimony, not from East Point. There was already a credibility gap in the applicant's when they said that East Point wasn't interested. They said that in September. I'm not sure if they said it at the second hearing. I think they did. But then it wasn't until the very last hearing that they said, we've been trying to negotiate with them since September. Well, now you tell us. And by the way, we've been paying rent on the site that we're applying for since September. Well, that's motivation enough to not go to East Point. Mr. Beck said they'd be sued if they didn't win this.
Right. And I agree, and that would not persuade me to vote yes, because they might be sued.
Possibilities shouldn't be a consideration in either direction.
See, I feel East Point doesn't want it. I'm on a board of my condo association, and if someone came to me and offered me a lot of money for rent as president or whatever, I would make every effort there is to see that it goes through, because it helps the people there save money, keep their maintenance fees down.
Right. It makes all the sense in the world.
I don't think East Point really, in good faith or not, wants that tower there.
I think
quite the opposite. I think East Point, the residents and the board of directors probably are very interested in it. But we'll never know that. It's a moot point.
That's where I disagree with you, Ken. Because as a board member, if somebody approached me about that, I would bypass whoever their maintenance or what company, whatever their company is, and as the board itself, go directly to Metro and deal with it.
I agree. I think that's what they should have done.
To me, they don't want it because they're not doing it.
Well, that's reasonable.
One at a time, please.
But it is speculation. You're both right. Both you're right, and Tara's right too. We just don't know.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. There's also another point that the entire country is experiencing a downtrend in real estate values, and Highland in particular. We all know this, and our taxes are out of sight. Well, do we think that the addition of this tower is going to add?
Okay, if we can't talk about it, fine.
No, we can talk about it, but it's not a criteria. Okay, it's not a criteria. Aesthetic it is, and that is the big criteria for me, and I am sticking with that.
I agree, and it was also something that was deliberated over on the original tower next doors, and it came back to us that, well, that's not... We can't say no because it doesn't look good. We can't say no because it might fall over. We couldn't say no. I mean, they said no because for a variety of reasons. None of them were anything that the FCC said, oh, well, okay, you think you got something there.
Okay, because the FCC is not interested in aesthetics. The FCC is interested in the technical aspects, and they want to have this for the coverage and safety, and I understand all that.
But they're the ones... unfortunately, have the jurisdiction over that, not us.
Well, I think that by the fact that we are sitting here at this table as a board and we all have a vote, we do have something to say, Ken.
And we could get more aggressive with that. Do they fulfill the criteria by having all these gaps, particularly when there's a superior location that's going to provide better service, according to their own testimony. We seem to be going around circles.
Yeah, Mr. Baxter.
What about the people who haven't spoken?
Oh, I'd love to hear from... Yes, I would... Yes, please. I want to hear from everyone. Yes.
I would like to chime in.
Yes, please, Jim.
Sorry. I tend to agree with Mr. Gallagher and Tara. There's too much of a mystery as far as what the negotiations were between East Point, and it's not really our business or even East Point's business to bring it to us unless it's something they decide to do. I strongly feel that the aesthetic issue is just overwhelming.
It is. I'm not in favor of the tower.
I even understand why you would vote yes, but I personally. I don't see the benefit of coverage in most areas of Platinum City.
There isn't. But they had the very same problem with the original tower at East Point. We have even less coverage from that tower.
But that's not our patient.
Well, but what it tells you, since it's now there and has been the oldest cell tower in Highlands, is that saying that we don't like the way it looks isn't going to make the judge and Freehold.
We don't know that.
You know what? I disagree with you, Kenny, because this is big difference. Mm-hmm. This is many, many feet higher. We saw the mock-ups of what it's going to look like.
I know. It's going to be ugly.
Right. And it did not... This tower will have a huge, much bigger impact than the other tower has.
I agree. 75 homes.
And mostly the East Point, because they're going to look right out the window.
Exactly. So why would we...
I agree. I want so bad to say no.
Well, say no.
But I have the experience from being here for that application and all the other cell towers in Highlands that saying no because we think it looks bad
It's not the only reason.
And you know, okay. I've sat here for applications on other cell towers that ultimately went to East Point. Okay?
Yes.
And so, but I was not here on the one that is there at Stewart's at this point. So I cannot speak to that. But I don't think that because there was a problem with litigation at that point necessarily...
Okay, so are you?
I'm not an attorney, but I'm saying that I don't think that because it happened at one time, and I know all, you know, about the history and all of that. I think this is different, Ken. It's a much, much bigger impact on our town.
Not to mention,
we can't say no to something that's ugly, but we can say yes to something that's pretty. Right? I mean, we can vote something in because we like the way it looks, but we can't vote something out.
And that's based on cases that I don't know that we litigated aggressively enough the last time. And if we would litigate more aggressively this time, we'd come above. If it comes to that.
How does Greg, is there some way that that can work?
I'm not sure what that means. Know it's going to be litigated.
We don't. I think it's premature to even have that discussion.
Okay. So did you have something in mind so we could vote for something that looked better?
No, I'm not going to redesign the thing. I'm just saying, it would be... Looking at this thing from... When you come down the hill from Atlantic Highlands, what's the first thing you're going to see? You're going to see Highlands giving you the finger, basically.
I feel exactly the same way. It's going to be bad.
And I just... I have an issue with that. And I just don't understand the whole intrigue within East Point and the fact that we need to vote for something that's not really providing, you know, it's really covering people who are driving to Sandy Hook and back and forth. And
you're right, except that that's the criteria that we
don't know that. We don't know that.
Greg, can you explain that again?
Well, the basics of the proofs are there's a gap in coverage. This will close the gap. It's not that it will cover the whole town. There's no testimony that will happen.
Right.
But there'll be the break will be filled in. That's the basic testimony, and that's their obligation under the FCC license.
Right, but we don't know enough about the FCC rules in those cases to be able to, that if we do have to litigate them, we can say, wait a minute, they do not meet the criteria. Because they don't put the coverage here.
Well,
we just don't know that.
I don't think we're going to be able to argue that.
You're both right. You're correct. We don't know that, and you're right. We couldn't argue that. Somebody would have to come forward, and sometimes in cases there are opposing witnesses, the opposing experts. One says we need it, and the other says no, they don't. And you make a credibility determination, make a finding.
So it's
uncontroverted. The testimony. There's nobody. Presented an opposing point of view.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So all you have to go on is what you've heard. I mean, assuming you find it.
Okay.
Persuasive.
And I find it's insufficient. I'm not an expert on the FCC.
But the fact that the small tower that's there now provides even less coverage than what our current applicant is going to have, and still, after we said,
no, if I could get rid of that one, I would.
I think it should move to East Point. but they did,
ironically.
Well, actually, you're right. Yes, they did. All right, I'm going to ask for some more comments here, but I know you're dying to talk, but I have to tell you, the hearing's closed. So
I'm sorry.
So, you know, I wish we could hear from you, but... you know, in order to hear.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
It might help.
Okay, but I do want to hear. Please, can some of you guys chime in?
Well, my thing is aesthetically, I think it's an eyesore. The Highlands coming in, I really don't like the way it's. I mean, it's significantly higher. And I think, you know, the slightest deviation for those people, like Art said, if there's 70 homes that are affected, I know from being in real estate. 70 homes behind it, even the slightest deviation in their view is going to greatly affect their value. And that's going to be a big issue. And that's an issue all over this town. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you take 4 feet from somebody, it can mean tens of thousands of dollars.
Those 70 people were noticed of this application.
I know,
And I don't think any of them showed up except for the one that we subpoenaed.
Right. Well,
so I'm trying to like...
But like
I can't,
anything,
I can't
they
get...
see a piece of paper and they don't realize the magnitude of it. And then once it happens, then all of a sudden it's...
You're right, because of our perspective and the way we're thinking here. But when the first cell tower came here, it was going to go up at Stewart's. We had a room full of people from East Point saying they didn't want it there because they were afraid they were going to get cancer.
It's true.
Okay?
Absolutely.
That's testimony we got from the public at that time. And they were, East Point was approached by that applicant to put it on there, and they were afraid they were going to get cancer and said no. So now it moved down to Stewart's. And then they didn't want it there because they were afraid they were going to get cancer because it's like right in front of them. Even with all of that,
that's never been proved. Yeah. Things are, that's never been proved. But it, you know, but the thing is it,
no, you can't. But my point was that with
that notice for the first tower, we got a room full of people from East Point.
Right.
Okay? Got nothing this time. So
except for the hearing's closed. But really, that, you know, what happened then has no impact on my decision today.
I know how the bridge is affecting my view and what it did to the value of my house, especially now they're putting up those new signs, which are even bigger.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing with cell tower. It's really affecting Highlands aesthetically.
And I think if the...
stop. You stop. Okay, yeah. Everyone stop or stop for permission. Changing your...
future real estate plans that happen over at Chatelon, which I believe is about a 3-acre site, which if that was the case, this goes up, that entire quarter would be sitting out in the backyard looking at a gigantic tower.
I need to comment about the benefit detriment issue. The benefit part of some of this discussion, the applicant in this type of case doesn't have to, well, actually virtually any zoning case, doesn't have to prove a benefit to the municipality. They have to prove entitlement to the variance relief they're seeking, which is not saying the same thing. Mm-hmm. So if they prove their case, fine, to your satisfaction. If they don't, then they don't get the relief they want. But they don't have to prove that if you grant what they want, someone other than them is going to benefit. There's no requirement they do that.
But they have to argue that the positive criteria.
But they can't have
a positive criteria. Positive criteria outweighs the negative criteria. In this case,
yes.
It does not.
Yes. So you really concentrate more on the detriment if you think there is a
right
fund, and not the, well, there may be benefits. Some applications have
the
benefits.
Positive, their testimony that the positive criteria outweighs the negative criteria, I did not find credible. I find that the negative criteria far exceeds the positive criteria.
I think you're saying the detriment far outweighs the
yeah.
Well, it sounds fairly simple. It sounds like the benefit goes to Metro PC, and the town of Highland stands to lose quite a bit.
That may be, but that's not a consideration. You can face a decision.
You see?
Well, unless you say they don't make money, you can't. Well, no, but he's not saying that. He's saying that because our town is uglier, you know, the aesthetics.
That's an issue. That's a legitimate
right
issue.
Yeah, I think that's what he's saying.
Right.
Exactly. I move that we turn down this application.
I don't think this is an engineering problem, but I don't know if you guys have any questions. You don't have to.
I can't hear you.
I don't hear anything
more to add.
Okay, she can't hear.
She's recording.
was going to say, I don't know if there's any more to add. There's been a lot of the issues that have been discussed as far as both, you know, for and against and what have you. So I don't know if Mike wants to chime in more on that.
Well, the only thing I would just talk about would just be the criteria that the board needs to talk about or think about as we're deliberating, and essentially you're done with that. But and to echo some of Mr. Baxter's remarks in terms of outlining what in his memo, this is a conditional use variance, and really the thing I think you need to focus on is, you know, can the site accommodate the deviations that are proposed? Can that site accommodate those deviations?
What do you mean, deviations?
The deviations in terms of the height and the lot size that are allowed. In terms of what the conditional use standards say, you have to have X, Y, and Z. This is not a typical use variance that's been outlined in the testimony by Mr. Baxter. You know, you don't go through that. This is a permitted, conditionally permitted use, has certain standards, and the ordinance says certain height and certain lot size and some other and setbacks, and it doesn't meet those standards. And they gave testimony as to why they think it still should be approved under those conditions. So you have to look at, given those deviations, can this site, where they're proposing the increase in height, still accommodate those deviations? Meaning, you know, with the height in terms of the setbacks, the property line setbacks from the roads, the height in terms of the visibility, the view, the visual impact, and also the lot size, can the site still?
Is there anything that says a tower can't be taller than a lot is wide?
A tower can't be what?
Taller than a lot is wide.
There is, I think, I don't know the specific standard, but it's, I think, the height related to setback from the property line, 1.5 right. times or something, I think it's a standard. So that it does say that, then. But I'm not so sure that matters as much because of the technology of the way this tower was built now, where they collapse upon themselves. So the problem of a tower falling onto the road or that kind of thing is not as much of a concern.
Yeah.
I think when the ordinance was written, it was more of an issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, wasn't it for a tower that size, maybe 3 acres was?
I believe that, yeah.
The current property is 0.6.
I believe that's correct. So you have to say, with the height, is the site, should the site be, should it be on a larger site? Would be one way to see it.
Okay.
Well, is that something that we can hang our hat on?
I believe so. In terms of the suitability, you want to look at the suitability and based on that. The site.
The tower is
too deviation.
Too tall for the size of the lot.
That might be one thing we think about.
Well, I want to know
we have a motion. Okay?
And I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second.
This is a motion to.
Turn down.
Deny the application.
Roll call.
Ms. Ryan?
Voting yes.
I am voting yes.
A yes vote is
a yes vote yep. to turn down, yes.
Mr. Anson? Mr. Fox?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr. Britton?
Yes.
Mr. Knox?
Yes.
Mr. Kutesh?
Yes.
Mr. Braswell?
I'm going to change my vote to a yes. As long as this is on the record, I'm going to make it a yes to send the message that Highlands does not desire it. We think it should go on East Point. I hope that the applicant will be motivated to reopen negotiations with East Point. On the other hand, I think the applicant did do their job in trying to negotiate with East Point. I believe the applicant met their requirements. So I wanted to say yes for the applicant, but I'm going to vote no, saying but yes for this. You can keep track of this in hopes that. It'll send a message to the whatever the judge gets the appeal, and hopefully we'll reopen negotiations with East Point and the applicant gets a better location, and East Point gets the opportunity to have another tower up there, and we won't have the eyesore that we're all afraid of.
And given your comments on the record, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to add that I disagree that the applicant met its burden. I don't agree that they, I think the negative impact from the view of what, entering the town, mm-hmm. leaving the town, and for the 7,500 homes on that town,
absolutely.
I don't think is mitigated. I think it's substantial. I don't think they add enough to the positive criteria in terms of improved service to our town. And in terms of whether or not they met their burden for an alternative site, I don't know. You said you think East Point's a site. I don't know that East Point's a site. It might be, but I don't know that. And there might be other sites. And we just don't know that. And I, you know, if they're going to be listening to this on the record, I'd want to counter your comments by saying you might be right. The applicant testified that these points are superior site. There might be better sites. We just don't know.
Okay. I have. Huh? Well, no, he's making comments on my comments from the record. So now I've got to make comments back. So this is the way it's going to work. All I can tell you is that I understand the technology enough, not that I'm an expert, I'm not saying that, but I understand it enough, and I've heard enough of these hearings and testimony from a lot of experts, and all of them say East, in this area, East Point is second to none the best spot for a cell tower. And it's so good that they don't even have to even point the tower out over the water that works so
well. Maybe Twin Lights would be a good spot. The state needs one.
No, they no, that won't happen because of what Twin Lights is.
Well, we don't know.
We things do know that.
Things change.
They're not going to put cell towers on a national landmark. That's not happening.
That was where the first radio frequency ever went out.
Okay, they might put a Morse code antenna up there, but they're not going to put a cell tower up there.
We don't know that.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Okay, hearing has been concluded. No, not the hearing, but this particular application has been concluded. Next, we have approval of minutes for July 7th.
I'll look for those minutes.
Thank you, Chair.
Ms. Ryan.
I'll second.
Second by Ms. Fox. Ms. Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Fox?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr. Kutash?
Yes.
Mr. Knox?
Yes.
Mr.
Bradley. Yes. Okay. Next meeting, September 1st. Do we need a motion for adjournment, please?
I'll make it.
Thank you, Mr. Kutash.
Who? Okay.
Mr. Fox. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No? Okay. So.